Hey, I'm Troy.
And I'm Reese, and you are listening to Phase 2 of our The Unusual Suspects Pop Culture and Whiskey, the podcast in which we talk about geeky shit. We are back with a vengeance.
Yes.
Yeah, back with a vengeance, apparently. Life obviously got in the way. We went from doing 2 weeks to doing nothing to doing one every couple of months. And now here we are trying to, you know, go back to a regular weekly thing. And, see how we go.
Life model decoys.
Yeah, we're not actually here. You've reached the life model decoy of Reese and Troy. Leave a message after the beep. So we're also going to try, I guess, shift up the show a bit and just do what we do best, which is not a whole lot. We don't do a lot
well. Crap on about random shit.
Yeah, which seems like fun to all of our listeners out there, all numbers of them. I don't know, the website stopped telling me how many people will listen after it hit 60.
Yeah,
I still can't, it's every time I click it, it's like, oh fuck you man, you sort this shit out for yourself. Which we'll also probably, this one and everyone will probably go up on mixcloud.com, because that gives you infinite amount of space rather than
yes, our Podomatic,
that's
fucking it. Here put up one episode and yeah.
Yeah,
if you want more, fuck you.
Yeah, kind of thing. And or pay us money. It's nah, we're poor. I don't want to pay money. I paid a shitload of money for a car. Yeah. They're expensive. People don't get cars. They get cars. So what should we talk about first?
Fuck. What's been happening lately?
Star Trek came out. You haven't seen it because you're a lazy bastard.
I'm doing that this weekend.
Yeah.
God, I was a week late for Iron Man 3.
I was talking about Iron Man 3 then. I liked it.
I liked it.
It was better than 2.
Nah.
It was better than 2.
I thought
say
so.
It.
I thought
say it.
No, I enjoyed 2 a
you
lot
can't.
More.
Who, how did you enjoy 2?
Everything.
What about the mystical, I no longer have cancer because I have a triangle in my chest?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
It was better than 2.
Triangles didn't talk. Amazing.
It was more comedic. It was more character focused. Some of the complaints I've seen from people that actually didn't like it are like, not enough Iron Man. Mostly Tony Stark.
Yeah, but that was the whole point.
Yeah, it's
behind
like,
the movie was to break him down and make him do shit.
Yeah, how do you depower a superhuman? It's a superhero that doesn't actually have superpowers.
Yeah, they're doing the whole Thor thing. What are you without the suit? So,
which was good. It was So there was a lot more interaction with him. Obviously, Pepper Potts got a bigger role this time round. I've had a lot of complaints about the kid. I like the kid.
The kid was cool.
Yeah, halfway through the movie, Tony Stark meets up with the kid, and the kid's kind of like his 40-year-old therapist.
Yeah.
As a kid.
A pile of shit. Speaking of which, yeah, stay after. Of course, it's a Marvel movie, but after the credits.
I'm going to say to you what I said. Everyone else that has stayed behind the credits is depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a nice little end joke...
Everyone's looking for, like, Avengers 2 preview.
Yeah, it's like they walk out going, oh, I fucking thought there was Avengers shit at the end. It's like, dude, Avengers isn't coming out for, like, 3 years. 2015. Yeah. They're not even starting to shoot that yet.
Yeah.
But no, it's a nice little end thing. I'm obviously a huge fan of Shane Black, the guy who took over for this one. So, like, the comedy and all the kind of stuff. He'd worked with Robert Downey on Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is really cool. Narration, also a thing of Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's really weird. It feels like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. But is it Iron
Man? I'm going to go and watch it then. I'll watch it.
You should watch Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's got fucking Val Kilmer in it as Gay Perry. You get Batman and Iron Man hanging out in a movie.
Is he, like, pre-fat Val Kilmer?
Yes.
Or are we, like...
This is like, 04, 05.
Okay. Before he started getting around.
And doing shitty films.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Doing shitty films.
Star Trek, I'll quickly say, Star Trek was pretty awesome. I felt it wasn't as epic as the first.
Although, I mean, the first was such a big reimagining of the entire series, and it was like, you know,
a reintroduction
Star Trek
to everything.
Into the mainstream, so it wasn't just that massive nerd thing.
Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch this time around, much better villain than Eric Banner in the first. Eric Banner was awesome.
He did
the Romulan.
Well, yeah.
Just fucking yelled at everyone. That's all he did. Benedict Cumberbatch did. There's some stuff later in the film that happens, and you kind of wish that Benedict Cumberbatch... It's without spoiling anything, he's kind of held back in his role for reasons that you find out during the film, which is unfortunate, but he's pretty damn good in it.
Yeah.
And just, like, most of the action surrounding him is just him kicking the shit out of fucking everyone. The other thing I'll say is the score by Michael Giacchino is 1,000 times better this time around. There is a, during the beginning of the film when they start to set everything up, there's a, no, sorry, after the opening credits, because they do like the opening, hey, this is everyone again, kind of thing. There is a specific song that is very, that, for me anyway, sounds very Moonlight Sonata-y, which is really neat. It plays during the credits too, a lot.
Pretty cool.
To it. If anyone knows who Nolan North is, he's in the movie. For those who don't know who Nolan North is, fuck you guys, you should know who Nolan North is. He's like a background crew member on a different ship, and has like one line, but it's like, dude, that's fucking Nathan Drake.
Throw people in there.
Of course, Peter Weller is in it, Terminator, fucking Robocop. I felt that Anton Yelchin is barely in the film. His role is like they put him somewhere else in the ship.
Is there a lot more Simon Pegg this time around? No.
No, Simon, like, cause Simon Pegg obviously didn't come until the end of the first film.
Yeah.
He's in the beginning, and then a little bit in the middle, and then he comes back in the end. They kind of, it kind of sucks that there isn't more of the other characters. Like, they're very, very focused, obviously, on Kirk and Spock, and then, obviously, Uhura. There is more than enough Bones. Basically, that's it. I don't care about anything else. Yeah. As long as Bones is there, like, disagreeing with everything, it's good. I mean,
on the topic of Nathan Drake, Last of Us, Naughty Dog's new
thing,
looks fucking amazing.
It does.
Like, it really looks awesome.
It's...
Like, reports from everywhere, Kotaku, IGN, everything like that, it's like the game is visually amazing. Like, the storyline, the whole voice acting, everything is done really well, but it's 10 to 12 hours long.
Yeah, well, they say that. Like, I...
Which, I mean, that kills me, because a lot of Drake's, games these days...
Uncharted is like... Okay, Uncharted's about 12 to 15 hours.
Yeah,
but Uncharted 2...
Everything, like... Even games like that, action-adventure games and things like that, back then used to be like a minimum 25, 30 hours. And now they're just cutting like further and further back,
I feel,
to the point where you're buying a game and you play it for, you know, 6 to 8 hours and you're done.
For some, like, I'm okay with that. But like, in the case of The Last of Us and all of other Naughty Dogs, like Nathan Drake games, is that... You play it from beginning to end, and usually they feel like a full story. It's like, there's not more I would want of this.
Like an interactive movie, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, yeah, sure, I only got 12 hours out of this, but if it was longer, it would have been worse, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. Like, I mean, Bioshock Infinite's supposed to be a crazy thing, and it's only 7 hours long. According to Steam, I'm still 8 hours into it. I'm taking my time with that one. I haven't had a chance to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But no, Naughty Dog know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah. From going from Crash Bandicoot games to these, you know, top tier, epic.
And they do storytelling like no one else except for Telltale, fucking Walking Dead.
Yes, which they're finally releasing as a pack.
Yes, because Australians can now buy R8 games.
Yeah.
I bought my first R8 game.
Did you see The Walking Dead, the other one they did?
No. I've seen it, but I'm not putting money on that.
I wouldn't touch it, but it got something ridiculous.
Walking
like,
Dead Survival Instincts.
Yeah, 2.5 out of 10 or something. Of like it's almost every terrible. Site on the internet, like horrible.
It's a cash in on the TV show, because Activision were like, we can make money off this, so we'll make money off the television show.
I was almost expecting it to have like a red ant symbol on the fucking case, because Red Ant were like big in the PS2 era, where they'd pump out like 5 games a week, and they were like horrible, horrible fucking games. They were the one that did that America's 10 Most Wanted or whatever, had to go and like kill Osama bin Laden and dumb shit like that. It was fucking...
Who did Walking in Survival Instincts?
I don't remember. Someone fucking horrible.
It's like a company that used to make good games, but now don't. I thought it was Digital Extremes, but they're the one that did Star Trek. Rare are making Avatar stuff, man. Come on.
Yeah, what have they done since Grabbed by the Ghoulies on original Xbox? They did Kinect Sports.
They did Kinect Sports 1 and 2, and they've been making Avatar stuff. They're literally just Microsoft's Avatar guys.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Waste of a fucking company.
PS4.
It's too
early to say anything, really.
No, I don't. It's going to be like PS3 for me. It's like, okay, 3 years' time, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
It's going to go the way that the PS3 went at first. It's going to go the way that the Wii U is going at the moment, where the first, like, 12 months of the console release, you'll have nothing to play.
Yeah.
Like, PS3 had multi-platform for
well, actually,
the whole fucking 12 months before they got decent, like, you know, exclusive games.
If you're buying into the PS4, there might be some decent games because.
But you know it's going to be like $1,000. Like it supports 4K. Yeah. So no, it's going to be $1,000 console.
Like the because like Ubisoft, yeah. Fucking pirates game. What's the fucking Assassin's Creed 4 is multi. Watch Dogs is multi. A lot of the stuff.
Watch Dogs, I'm looking forward to. Yeah. No, Assassin's Creed. Actually, how fucking horrible.
Yeah. I'm still gonna play it.
It did,
but no, like not till it's a bargain bin game.
Sucked so bad, so buggy. The storyline sucked balls. The only like they added hunting to fucking fill time.
Okay.
The fact that I could play through the game and skip one of the most important fucking cutscenes in the entire game.
Oh, you remember when that guy died?
Even know.
No.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, that was a bomb.
Very, very well. Like, it was just. Shouldn't have been released when it was.
I'm hoping the reason was that the A team was working on Watch Dogs or something.
I fucking hope so.
Which did you see their announcement date trailer?
No.
They put out a new trailer for Watch Dogs to show the announcement date. And of course, the difference between this trailer and the E3 trailer is massive for the funny reason that the E3 trailer was entirely like introduce this guy. He walks along. He like hacks things.
And, yeah, with his phone and shit.
And like sees the guys and then like. At the end of this 10-minute trailer, he gets into a shooting sequence. You're like, wait, who cares? Go back to that really awesome shit where you're walking around.
Yeah.
The announcement trailer is 95% of him kicking the shit out of dudes and shooting people, and 5% of him hacking. I know, right? They're selling the game.
But I mean, that was the big thing that drew me in at the E3 thing. Yeah, like, hacking. Oh, fuck, this is like, it's you like, know, it's kind of like an espionage game, but there's, you know, more.
So, and then it's cool, like, oh, by the way, they're shooting. Fuck, who cares, man? I can go around hacking people with my phone.
And but, I think, like, because the gaming market's been drowned with, you know, variations of shooting games, whether it be first-person shooters, third-person shooters, everything. Everyone's like, I'm sick of fucking guns. Like, give me a fucking plasma cannon. Give me a sword. Give me a fucking iPhone where you hack shit. Give me something else.
It's unfortunate because the fact is that what sells more is fighting games. It's annoying.
And I mean, like, look at this Call of Duty Ghosts. I've already got pre-orders and everything. I haven't watched the trailer. I just saw
that'll probably be cross-platform as well.
And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Like, after Black Ops and they bring out, was it Modern Warfare 3 was the last one? And I was
Black Ops 2.
Yeah, but I mean, like, prior to Black Ops 2, Modern Warfare 3, and I was like, I'm so not interested in this. I played story and online, and I think I spent probably 6 hours on it and took it back. Yeah. I was like, this is just... shit. Black Ops 2 I got mainly for the fact of the story because I loved the storyline for Black Ops 1. I thought it was...
You wanted more Sam Worthington doing a terrible Alaskan accent?
Yeah, but I really like enjoyed the story for Black Ops. Like, it was the best one that they've done since all the World War 2.
Finished too. I think I still have that.
Like, World at War I enjoyed. The very end, fucking taking down the Russian Empire and shit like that. Like, that was fucking cool.
I don't think I ever played World at War.
But... yeah, Black Ops 2, even that, like, just, done with Call of Duty. I think I'm finally fucking done.
Finally. After, World of War was 7, so 8, yeah. 9,
oh, but I mean, I didn't
10,
even jump on.
11th?
I hated first-person shooters up until, I think I played Modern Warfare 1.
Did you never play, like, Half-Life 2 or something? I gave it final answer.
No.
Fuck you.
It's a PC game.
No, that's a good point. The PS1 version...
No. I didn't do first-person shooters back then.
Halo.
No, I hate Halo.
The first one's good.
I despise Halo.
First one's good.
Horrible
first
game.
First one's good.
Shadow of the Eternals. Come on. I'm fucking excited because Eternal Darkness is like one of my favorite.
You give
games.
Dennis Dyack your money, I'm gonna wait till that game comes out and then purchase
but,
it.
I mean, but for me it's on the sole fact that Eternal Darkness was my favorite game, one of my favorite games.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't know, obviously Eternal Darkness was a GameCube game that came out in 2001?
2004.
I feel like I forget the year of the GameCube. What were they called? Silicon Knights, that no longer exist, as everyone knows. They had a really, really bad breakup
with
Epic.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes after that, which is, like, the pinnacle of Metal Gear Solid 1.
The problem is back then with Twin Snakes and Eternal Darkness, Both of them are produced by Nintendo.
Yeah.
So Dennis Dyack had someone standing, breathing down his shoulder, telling him that,
making sure that the shit was done.
Yeah, properly. I think that was Dennis Dyack's problem. Is once he had freedom, he's like, fuck all you guys.
Yeah.
I am just gonna something and then go crazy. And yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what he did. Yeah.
He went Peter Molyneux.
Except Peter Molyneux actually delivers a product. Oh. Whether or not what he's saying is over there.
Does anyone want to refer back to E3 2 years ago? Look at Milo. Look at that piece of paper blowing in the wind. Look at how you can interact this with tree, stupid
you're
shit.
You're going to cut this tree, and then when you grow up and come back, this tree is going to have your cut in it. Fable's still awesome, regardless of what the fuck
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, Fable's great. Like, 1 and 2 were great. 3 is...
Oh, the ending. The ending, yeah.
3 was like Fable cross Age of Empires. It was fucking retarded.
But like the thing is, regardless of what he says, he still manages to deliver a product which is fun and good to play.
Curiosity?
That was free.
There's my answer right there.
What have happened to that?
No one cares. No one knows. Come in.
Fucking, just give me the phone.
Ah, let it go.
I'll just hang up on
hang
it.
On.
Just,
what is this phone?
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
That's,
see?
Oh, shit. Hello?
Real life stuff happens here on our podcast. It's amazing.
Hi, Reese speaking.
Hi, Reese.
You've called the wrong number, mate. This isn't a florist. Alright. Bye.
See?
What the shit?
That was awesome.
He was off to Peter Flora's florist. Peter Flowers the florist.
Ramona Flowers?
You know, that's actually not the weirdest phone call. That's the second weirdest phone call I've got. Someone called me. Right. You know what I do? I'm a hobbyist photographer.
Yeah.
On the side. Hi, I was looking for someone to photograph my kid's birthday. You're a photographer, right? I'm a hobbyist photographer with none of my photos online. How did you get this number? Oh, so you're not a photographer. Not a professional one, no. Okay, thank you, bye.
The fuck?
So I'm a florist and a professional photographer. Fuck yeah. All right,
just put a sign in your yard. I take photos of your kids. Oh, not like that. Does the mustache give it away?
It does. I have a mustache. It's awesome. Fuck all you guys. So, Peter Molyneux. Curiosity. He still delivers a product. Dennis Dyack has a tendency to,
When he's not on the leash. But this time he's not, he's only producing. He's not head of the company. He's not running the project itself.
It could still be a horrible mess.
I mean, just
from the
5 minutes of gameplay I saw where it was pretty much a HD version of Eternal Darkness, I'm happy enough. With new characters, obviously. And they use the same book. They're doing references back to, historical events and things like that. So, I don't understand. Reading on their site, and because it's a crowdfunded project.
Yeah,
a Kickstarter.
This is my problem with it. For one, it's like a Kickstarter, but it's not
I understand why they did crowdfunded, because they wanted it to do...
Because no one would give Dennis Dyack money after he ran his company into the ground and stole from Activision.
Yeah,
that's why
he's
doing crowdfunding. He can only get money from people who want to play his games, which apparently is still a lot of people. But so the way Kickstarter works is, of course, I go out and say, "Hey guys, I want to make this movie. I need $250,000. I need $5,000 to make it, and say I need it by the fifth of May. And the 5th of May comes around. I've only had 4,500 pledged. I don't get the money. No one loses the money. I don't get the money. That's it.
That's the funny thing about this isn't Kickstarter. It's
they're doing it from their own website. So
which means they're still going to get
the
money.
Once you give them their money, they get your money. So they're looking for 1.5.
Yeah.
If they don't hit it, they're going to take your money anyways.
They're 10% in now,
but
so they got 150 grand in 4 days. So they got 26 days left.
It doesn't matter how much they get. They're getting the money regardless.
Yeah.
But in their fine print, we don't have to deliver a game. So they're saying that they want to deliver you a game, but they don't have to.
Yeah.
You're paying for the pleasure of possibility playing a video game at some point.
Like, that part of it's fucking ridiculous.
It's, you know what, if it was being funded by a production company where someone's got Dennis Dyack by the balls saying, "Get us this game."
Oh, they've gone in and kicked him out and kept the rest of the team, but
I'm okay with all of that. But
I don't understand how they're to episodes, and they're like, it's 1 to 12 episodes. I know it's a PC and a Wii U release, so does that mean the PC is going to get episode by episode, and then once the whole thing's done,
no,
Wii U will get a title release?
Well, the money they're asking for is only for episode 1.
So is and they're going to use... it might be digital download, I guess.
Yeah, what they want to do is they want to use the funds that they receive from the sales from Episode 1 to fund the rest of the game. So it's very possible you may not be playing this the end of this game for another 5 to 6 years. Or say one doesn't sell?
Yeah, then you're fucked.
You're fucked, because you can pledge to Episode 1, you can pledge to the first 5, you can pledge to the first 6, you can pledge to the whole season.
Yeah.
And if that first episode doesn't make enough money for them to continue making...
Well, they have to put a fuck ton of effort into Episode 1 to be able to do what they do. Yes. TV, Arrow.
I still haven't watched
Arrow
it.
Arrow is two episodes off the finale?
No, it's apparently already finished.
Huh? No.
Friends of mine said they watched the finale.
That wasn't the finale. No, it's still two episodes.
Depends on my
It's a three-part... the three-part finale is The Undertaking, and part one was last week, so this week will be part two, and then part three will be the finale.
Okay. I've still got to catch up on that.
Getting fucking interesting. They've done a really good job. They got, you know, obviously renewed for season two, so there's going to be a lot of cool shit. And there's a lot of cool references they're throwing in now. Like, they're starting to get towards, like, the end game of the island that he was on and, you know, what kind of happened in the start. They're still going to throw back to that. But that's getting interesting. Elementary is...
Oh, I still haven't. Seven.
Ah! Oh, the last... Oh, I can't even say it. Just the last two episodes that aired were about Moriarty and Irene Adler.
Yeah, I saw they cast her.
And that was enough. There's, like, you don't see either of them, but the fact that those two are referenced and that there's, you know, just so much info on his backstory and finally Moriarty's
becoming someone. Well, here's a quick question for you, right? Now, we've got three sorts of Sherlock fiction currently in production.
Well, Sherlock, Elementary, and...
The Sherlock Holmes movies.
Oh, well, yeah, two movies, and they're not doing any more, aren't they?
They'll do another one at a point. Robert Downey Jr. is a busy man.
The second one...
Second one was average at best.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
I don't think Moriarty was well
done. How would you rate the three? Well, Sherlock's at the top.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, perfect Sherlock and Watson.
Would you say that the Robert Downey Jr. movies are better than Elementary? Or Elementary's better than the Robert Downey movies?
Elementary, I think. Just because it's a cool new take on Sherlock and because what they're doing... Lately, like, there was a kind of block in the middle where it felt like a Sherlock Holmes version of NCIS, but now it's actually getting into its own, and it's starting to throw back to the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle books, so it's starting to become...
So, as far as I know, that they couldn't actually go into that fiction, because the Sherlock the English series already locked up all that stuff, and because they said, no, you can't have any of it, they could only use the characters, because the characters are in free.
But the way they're circumnavigating, obviously, those issues, it's... working, and it's working well. Like, I remember seeing the first Sherlock Holmes movie, and that was fucking brilliant. I think it was just, you know.
They put the second one in fast track, and it was such a mess of a movie. Like,
the cool quirks and everything like that, but I think they relied too much on the dynamic between Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. in the movie. Like, too much. It was 90% of the movie. It was just a back and forth between them. Yeah.
The guy who played Moriarty, I really liked his Moriarty, but they didn't give him anything great to do.
No, and they didn't even give him that, like, you didn't feel that sense of, even though he's not like a crazed madman.
He's just like, oh,
it's just like this calm businessman looking thing, but you know by looking at him and the way he speaks that he could kill you at the click of his fingers, but you didn't get that feel.
They basically, by the end of the film, of course Sherlock does the thing in his head, and then it's Moriarty doing the thing, and they're like, this is the coolest moment of the film, and you wait until the end of the movie to make it cool.
Yeah.
And then they end the movie on a dog fart joke.
Yeah.
But, no, this is pretty cool.
I mean, Sherlock season 3 is finally in production.
Yeah, that'll come out eventually, which will be awesome.
Yeah, that, hopefully, I don't think it'll be late this year, because, I mean, the amount of work they've got to put into... what, 3 hour and a half, 45-minute episodes.
But then again, Stephen Moffat's still, like, busy on Doctor Who, so he's bounced back between the two of them.
But we'll get that early next year, and after the end of season 2, just have to see.
And I'm hoping that by the second Hobbit film, they finally introduce Smaug. Smaug?
I don't know how to pronounce
it. But Benedict Cumberbatch, of course. It'll be really cool, just like...
he does a growl for the dragon at the end of The Hobbit. That's fucking it.
Like. Yeah. But, like, having Martin Freeman talk to a dragon voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch...
Yeah.
You're just gonna see people in that movie theater.
Oh, there's gonna be a fuck ton of memes of that coming out. It'll,
yeah,
you know, flood the internet.
Have you had a chance to watch Hannibal yet?
No.
It is
Hannibal and Bates Motel both.
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but Hannibal, it's fucking awesome.
Really?
It's an amazing television series. The jokes that they do about the Hannibal. Obviously, it's a prequel, kind of prequel series to Hannibal.
Yeah.
The main character Will Graham is kind of this. They introduce him as a person who's able to dig into a basically a high school teenager. He's able to dig into the killer's psyche, and so when they first
introduce him, profiler, pretty much.
He's like a profiler, but he's able to make these leaps of logic that no one realizes how. It's because he's so able to put himself into their shoes that he's like, well, it's like obviously I did this, this, and this, and then you find the evidence because he was able to do that. And he's an FBI agent. They bring him on this case of a guy that's been kidnapping girls. And their bodies never show up. And then this first one shows up and it starts him down this dark hole of things. And it's really, really interesting. They, of course, have... God, I forget who is playing. I know it's Hugh Dancy.
Who plays Hannibal Lecter?
That's what I can't remember his name. The big Swedish guy, Norwegian guy. Awesome actor. I forget his name. He was in Valkyrie. The Nicholas Winding Refn film. He was the bad guy in Casino Royale.
Oh.
Yeah. He was the bad guy in that terrible Three Musketeers films.
Oh, I can't know the one. Yeah, the name escapes me.
Oh, man. He's so good. He's like this huge, hulking man of a thing. And there's, like, he keeps feeding people food, and you just know it's someone, and they don't know.
Soylent Green.
Like, it's just, there's one of the best moments in the show so far, episode 4, where he's sitting down to dinner with Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne's got, like, food on the end, so he says, what am I about to put in my mouth, Doctor? Rabbit. Well, I guess he didn't hop fast enough. And then a quick cut of a dude tripping. And then it cuts back, and then he's like, yes, he didn't hop fast enough. Kind of thing, and you're like, fuck! But the other thing is, if you get a chance to watch the HD versions of the episode, do it. Because whatever camera it's shot on, it's an amazing looking television series. Sweet. The set designs, every time they eat at Hannibal's table, it's like this like fucking 4 meter long table with different things on it each time. His office is I think it's episode 5, it ratchets up the gore by like 1,000-fold.
Does it like explain, I guess, to a point, why he became the
Not
way he
yet.
Is.
I don't think it's going to dive into that till later this season.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because you only start to find out about him as he's kind of... He's doing his own
thing. That's always the one thing I've wanted to know, is, like, how did he did he just, like, turn around? Is it, like, how someone becomes a vegetarian? Did they just turn around one day and go, I don't want to do this?
Well,
like,
if that terrible Hannibal Rising movie is anything to go by, he ate his sister. But that movie was terrible.
Watch that. I watched Hannibal, I watched Red Dragon, you know, but...
Yeah. But, no, it's really interesting, it's really good. But, be warned, after episode 4, I think it is a pretty relatively gory show, but episode 4 or 5 is just by far some of the heaviest stuff you'll see on television. Like, they walk into the crime scene, and it's in a motel room. At the end of the bed, there's two people down on their knees, like, tied with, naked and tied with fishing lines, tied to the roof. Their backs have been cut open so that the skin flaps could be like angel wings, and they're tied to the roof.
Oh, nice.
And it just like lingers on this shot, and you're like, this is fucking gross. And then
that's awesome.
And then later on, they're of course doing they're all in the morgue while he's sitting there, and these bodies just sitting there, and all we can see is the meat on the back. And it's like in the high quality version, whatever camera used is picking up all of those fucking gory details.
That's fantastic.
It's probably one of the best written shows on television at the moment, though.
Shit, yeah.
So you should definitely get into Hannibal.
I don't know what else there is that
there's,
I've been
there's
watching.
Vikings, but I haven't got...
Vikings, I've got the episodes, I just haven't had a chance to watch it, being internet broken.
There's not much I can think of, because I don't think I've watched a lot of TV.
I did like a massive catch-up on all my shit, but it's just
Have been watching a shit ton of South Korean films.
I wanted to start watching Da Vinci's Demons.
First episode is so good.
It is. I have them all so far, and I haven't had a chance to
watch
it.
I've only seen the first, because I watched it on a plane when I flew down to Melbourne the other week. But it's really cool. It's really interesting. David S. Goyer is usually hit or miss.
Yeah.
He's either makes something really cool or something really bad. And then depending on how you feel about Blade Trinity, he's in the
middle. I thought Trinity was fucking
bad. I think it's half good, half bad. I think that's the only thing he's done that isn't one or the other. Because obviously Batman Begins and the rest of the Batman stuff. And then if you've ever seen The Invisible, it's a fucking terrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then he made something else, which was a terrible piece of shit. But with Da Vinci's Demons, it's really cool. And they pretty much retcon, like at the beginning, the first episode, it's like, you're going to do all these really cool special things. And then someone's going to come and rewrite your history.
Yeah.
And they kind of like introduce like, yeah, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And like, of course, he makes a mechanical bird that flies around. You're like, who gives a shit? It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
He gets in a sword fight in the first episode. He's the Han Solo of that time.
Sweet.
Really cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that was good. I don't know. What else?
Nothing major. I caught up on all my regular shit, like all your Family Guys, American Dad.
Oh, that's right. South Korean films.
Cleveland Show got cancelled. Thank fuck, finally.
I only ever watched the first episode
of it. Yeah, it's horrible.
There was a bunch of cancels that I saw.
Bill Lawrence, creator of Scrubs and Cougar Town, has got a new show coming. Fuck, I read a big article on it the other day. For the life of me, I can't remember.
That would be his fourth show, if you haven't seen his third one, which never made it past the pilot.
Oh, really?
I forget what it's called, but it's a really interestingly weird show.
I love Bill Lawrence. His, like, take on the world, I guess, in just comedy is fantastic. You should
I can't remember what it's called. It's like, I think it's like Now Showing or something. Or something like that, where a network head decides to...
Was it pre-Scrubs? Or...
No, it was mid-Scrubs.
Ah.
He basically gets two guys that love sitcoms and wants them to write a sitcom for the network. But them writing a sitcom for the network is the sitcom for the network. So their offices have a studio audience, and anytime they're in the offices, it's a studio audience style one camera setup show. And anytime they leave that area, they're followed by a camera like it's a camera crew.
See, that sounds fucking brilliant.
It is fucking weird. Like, it is really weird, but it's really funny. It's pretty good. Like, it stars one of the guys from Battlestar Galactica that played Billy. And it stars the overly handsy intern.
Yeah, he's on Saturday Night Live now.
He plays the straight guy in this. That's why it's really funny.
Yeah, he's a crazy guy.
But I think it's called Now Showing, something like that. The pilot's up on YouTube for free, so go check that out. But anyway, so South Korean movies. There's three things about South Korean films. They are very, very good. They are very gory, and apparently South Koreans don't know what the definition of a happy ending is.
Oh, yeah. Every Korean film is just... Yeah.
I Saw the Devil. Amazing picture.
I
Saw the Devil. Guys, girl gets kidnapped, tortured, and killed, and they find her body parts strewn around, and then she's obviously the daughter of one of the, old head policemen, and her fiancé is in the special police.
Along those lines, there was some fucking American film that came out, and it had that chick from fucking Gossip Girl or something, and it had Selma Hayek, I think it was, and...
Blake Lively?
Yeah. No, the other one, the blonde one.
That is the blonde one. The one in Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Blake Lively.
And she was, like, fucking kidnapped and...
Oh, Savages.
Savages.
Yes.
Was that any fucking good?
That's pretty good.
I just, from the trailer,
Aaron Johnson is great in that. And it's like, the most successful... Taylor Kitsch film, because he's been in absolute crap. Oh, he was in John Carter. I like John Carter, but that just didn't do successfully.
Tanked.
Yeah, but that's fucking Andrew Stanton's fault.
They lost so much money on that.
It's Disney gave him final say on all the trailers, and no one knew it took place on Mars. How do you not know it takes place on Mars? How is there not the first thing on the trailer from the beloved novel by Edgar Rice Burroughs, author of fucking Tarzan? And then you're like, okay, this is, I'm in.
Yeah.
And then it's like, takes place, and then it's like, by the way, he's on Mars. I was like, okay, I'm fucking in now. Everyone's like looking at this going, like, I told a kid, oh yeah, it takes place on Mars. He's like, wait, it takes place on Mars? Hey dad, this film takes place on Mars. He's like, what? Is that why it's all red?
That's right, undateable.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
That sounds okay.
Yeah, it
does. Oh, we should quickly talk about the Zach Braff Kickstarter then.
What's...
Zach Braff's Kickstarter, his new film?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Fuck yeah.
Wish I Was Here. A 30-year-old dad. Comic-Con. Fucking Sheldon Cooper's going to be in it because he was in, obviously, in Garden State.
Garden State was brilliant.
Jim Parsons, sorry. And he's going to... I think he's got a cameo. Turk. God. I forgot his name. His best black friend.
Ah. Oh, shit. It's a really white person name.
Oh, God. Turkleton. Oh, I can't remember his name. Faison.
Donald Faison.
Donald Faison. Yeah. So, yeah. The Kickstarter was successful, of course. So, they're making that into a movie. Veronica Mars. Kickstarter was successful. Making that into a movie. I backed both of them. Yeah, that's right. I'm an investor. Yeah. I'm a producer. And I know you don't like Saints Row 3, but in the new Saints Row 4, there's a dubstep gun.
Yeah, it see? Shoots, it that's shoots, enough it shoots, for me not
It tech. Shoots dubstep, and you get superpowers, and there's a mech doing the robot.
Don't care.
Come on, man.
No.
The robot.
Dubstep is enough to make me not go anywhere near that game. It's ever. A, it's ever. A,
it
ever.
Shoots dubstep out Fuck of the dubstep. Gun.
It's ridiculous. That's saying I'm going to buy a game because there's a Skrillex cameo. No.
Skrillex was in Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, unfortunately. That was a good Skrillex fucking song. Movie. I didn't know until after.
I like, told you before you saw it, so fuck you.
No. Yeah. Bullshit.
I'm like, hey dude, Skrillex is in Wreck-It Ralph for a second. He DJs at the party.
Oh.
Which, I noticed it, but it didn't help by the person sitting in front of me going, hey man, look, it's fucking Skrillex. Shut up, kid. I'm trying to watch a movie. What else am I going to do on New Year's Eve but watch Wreck-It Ralph?
No, there's, Saints Row. Same as Grand Theft Auto.
Saints Row is awesome.
Grand Theft Auto.
Actually, 5, Grand Theft Auto 5 looks really
everyone's
good.
Everyone's going fucking apeshit crazy.
Because it looks really good.
No. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
No, 4, I fucking, 4 was horrible.
4
I got
was
bored.
Great.
I got bored with 4, like, 3
you
hours
should,
in.
You should actually, you should play the DLC if you get a chance.
3 hours in, and I was like, the DLC yeah, is pretty good. Wow, nothing's changed.
What do you mean nothing's changed? Did you even play that game?
The game mechanics are exactly no, the same.
The base mechanics are exactly the same. The
exactly.
The game mechanics...
Oh, wow, there's new streets, new cars,
I'm pretty sure you're the one that just... I'm pretty sure you're the one that just said, I play World at War, then I played Black Ops, then I played Black Ops
and
2.
And they were all fucking the exact same game yes. mechanics. They're all shit. But and they pump them out one a year.
Grand Theft Auto's pretty cool. No. Come on, you love Red Dead... You never played that.
No.
Fuck. You should play that. That game is fucking awesome. It's a Western... Grand Theft Auto. It's a really awesome game.
I've watched people play Red Dead Redemption. It looked enjoyable. But
it is pretty cool. You get to ride around a horse.
Yeah.
And shoot people.
No, Grand Theft Auto is just new streets, new accents, new douchebags. The stories are always predictable.
That's why this one's interesting. They got 3 main characters that you can switch to at any time.
Yeah. Like, I mean...
One of them's voiced by Ray Liotta, so
that
fuck
cool
you.
Concept, the fact that you can be on the ground, you're running into a building with a gun, and then you switch to the other guy who's in a helicopter doing support for
the
mission,
way,
and
the
you
way...
switch to another dude who's sniping out the building. Like, that's cool. At least that's something
apparently the way that
new.
Stuff works is those three will only, like, do combined missions, like, all three of them, like, yeah. like a couple of times throughout the game. So, like, they'll each have their own storylines, and then they'll, like, intersect, and then... out of sect, and then sect
See, that
back
was
in.
A cool game mechanic that I thought was something new, but if it's only going to be you like utilized 2 or 3 times during the game, then...
Oh, like, they'll cross over, but
yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I don't know. Rockstar never impressed me.
Red Dead
Very
Redemption.
Very rarely.
Red Dead Redemption. Pink, come on, what about Rockstar Table Tennis? Come on, that game was awesome.
Oh, fuck. No. No. I remember seeing the back of that and just some guy... Now. Like,
20 bucks
covered in tattoos, like, playing ping pong. I was like, yep, okay.
You're a guy covered in tattoos that plays ping pong?
Yeah, but...
yeah, that's right.
No.
You yourself are terrible.
I can play it in real life, then. I don't need to go out and spend money on Rockstar's excuse to pump out a game while they're bored.
I think I only played that once.
Massive game. I've been playing Monster Hunter, because that's pretty much all I've got at the moment, because I can't afford games. But I'm...
Is that on the 3DS or the U? Wii U.
They're both exactly the same game, but I'm
I know, like, but
Wii U.
Because I played the demo on the 3DS, and it's a dual joystick game, and I don't. I think
I'm yeah. I'm 3DS. Like, I got to 85 hours through before I popped the main storyline, and then it unlocks high level missions, and it's just
You know what you should play?
It's crazy fucking addictive, because to go and like farm something, to kill something and get the fucking pieces off it that you need to build armor or weapons or everything
There's this other game that's similar to that, Dragon's Dogma.
Fuck Dragon's Dogma.
Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen came out.
Offline, like, MMORPG.
It is not an offline MMO.
That is what they referenced it as. Yeah, the company itself said it's an MMO. Because Capcom are trying to
sell games. Dark Arisen's pretty cool, though. You climb on dragons and stab them in the face.
It's like saying Dragon's Age is good.
Fuck you.
Dragon Age is horrible.
You're not supposed to play it on a console, Troy. I told you this a thousand times. I told you to play it.
And I tell everyone, lend me $3,000 to get a decent PC that can play games, and I will play PC games, but I am not going out and forking out fucking $3,000 for a decent PC.
You don't have $3,000 to fork out for a PC.
Exactly, hence the reason I don't play PC games.
You should save up and buy a PC. PC games are awesome.
No.
I got Metro on the Xbox.
I even bought a PC that could play games like 2 years ago, and the only thing I ever did with it was use it for HD movies.
That's just a waste. Mine apparently does 4K video.
Media PC. Yours does 4K?
Yeah, the video. Apparently the video kind of does 4K?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
Ultra HD. No way.
My mate's got a video camera that records in 4K. Well, he borrowed it.
It's fucking awesome. That's ridiculous, though. How could you upload that to anything? Like, the file size would be through the fucking roof.
After a day of shooting, we had 600 gigs of footage.
Holy shit. After
a day of shooting. A day. 600 gigs of footage.
Is that...
That's a lot.
Yeah.
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 It's a fucking awesome camera.
Yeah, it'd look fucking amazing, but... You couldn't upload it to anything.
Zoom in. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, cameras. That's geeky stuff. That comes under our thing.
That works.
If it helps, I had to dress up as a post-apocalyptic soldier. I was wearing military fatigues. We got a prop guy to make a gas mask and eyes and a fucking space gun with a light on it. It's fucking cool. I got to use the gun once. There's not enough abandoned buildings on the Gold Coast.
Well, we've got a lot of cool shit coming up, I guess. Because we've got... E3 coming up very soon. There's PAX. There's a fuck ton of... Yes, poor Reese had PAX ticket, now can't go.
Yeah, I bought my PAX ticket for the first international PAX in Victoria, which I love Victoria because I go there all the time. I booked my flights and everything.
Fuck and I'm you, ready.
Fuck. I start school the week before PAX starts, so I have to get rid of my tickets.
Fuck.
I'm so disappointed.
Hey. You're doing a fucking...
I went to the EB Expo. You're doing
an amazing course. Fuck EB Expo.
I know. I got drunk. I spent the entire... You know, okay. So this is the epitome of video gamers. You've got an entire floor full of video games. Some of them... Most of them are crap. The biggest ones there were Skyrim and Saints Row, which were coming out in about a month or two. They were the biggest ones there, Troy. I saw you eye roll. And there's a bar with a pool table right in the middle. It was like four people.
What?
We were playing pool in this bar.
Why?
Everyone was around getting all this swag and shit.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, we spent all day getting drunk. Yeah. I saw Peter Moore there. I didn't realize it was Peter Moore.
Oh, Peter Moore's a douche.
He is
like the biggest douche. If I saw him, I would pick up that pool ball or an empty glass or anything within my vicinity and peg it at him. And hopefully hit that stupid Halo tattoo on his fucking arm.
We were
up
in the media rooms, and we like walked in, and we were having some of the coffee and the food, and then Peter Moore and this other interviewer came in, and it's like, hey guys, how you doing? We left, we came back, it's like, oh, we're doing an interview in here and everything. It was fucking Peter Moore. I was sitting next to Peter Moore for like half an hour, and I didn't know who the fuck it was.
That's because no one cares.
And then like Peter Moore off, and it's... I'm like, oh wait, I should have asked him about the tattoo. I forgot to.
Probably got it fucking removed.
Well, he's supposed to have two of them now, like the Halo 2 one and the Grand Theft Auto 4 one.
Serious?
You don't remember him getting the Grand Theft Auto
one? No, I knew about the Halo
one.
No,
the Halo one, he's like, hey guys. And then there's like Halo. And then Grand Theft Auto 4 on the Xbox!
Oh, fuck's sakes. Oh, I don't even want to go into how much Peter Molyneux and Peter Moore piss me off.
Peter Molyneux probably has tattoos of Fable all up his
arm. Oh. And no, he'd make you imagine it in some fucking elaborate scheme.
See my arm here? Now imagine if there's a tattoo there.
Yeah.
And it would be there.
It's like, fuck my imagination. That's what I used when I was a kid.
My Peter Moore
accent's your imagination
terrible.
And make me a fucking game. So he does, I don't have to use my imagination.
He is using his own imagination. He's just making the wrong game. Man, when Project Ego was first announced, that game sounded like the coolest thing ever. It's like Fable's an awesome game, but Project Ego was an awesomer game. You know, maybe with the PS4 and the Xbox.
The man is batshit fucking crazy. He is. He's just...
Yeah, he is. He'd probably be on fire and not realize it.
Oh. That would be all part of a fucking marketing scheme, knowing him.
Oh, well, he's making Project Cardus or whatever. PC, yeah. So, he's off doing that.
Oh, well, I don't think there's much else for us.
No, I don't actually know what we said half the time.
Well, we've got, yeah, a fuck ton of season finales of TV shows, a fuck ton of movie releases, some really new, cool gaming shit in the very near future.
So. And as always, guys, we have this totally empty third chair that someone could sit in. I mean, like, it's really creepy to say, hey, come around to my house and record this podcast thing.
Yes.
I don't even have headphones for you, you just have to just wing it.
Yes.
But the seat's really nice.
If anyone is interested, let us know.
You have to, like, obviously the only thing is you have to live on the Gold Coast. And you don't actually need your own license and or car now.
Yeah.
Because one of us can pick you up.
We're both driving.
This is just getting
so
creepier. Fucking
watch
Let us
out.
Come to your house and bring
Kidnap
you back to
you
my house.
And bring you here and make you talk shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing creepy about that at all.
No, it isn't. As long as I don't keep talking like this.
Oh, God.
How you doing, guys?
Yes.
We are the Unusual Suspects Pop Culture and Whiskey podcast about geeky stuff. If I have a date tonight, it's not creepy. And on that note, we might leave you with that, guys. Please, as always, share it to all of your friends because we want more people to listen to our voices.
Everywhere. We're going to spam the crap out of this for the next week. Everywhere. Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Tumblr. Anything that has a message board, anything that has any type of social media connection, get this shit out there. Even if you don't like podcasts, which if you don't, you probably haven't listened this far. But
yes,
if
a
you
good point.
Do,
logically speaking, Captain, your logic is impeccable.
For those who have listened this far, please tell everyone about it. Friends, family, whoever the fuck you think would listen. Even if they don't, tell them there's some fucking magical thing at the end, but they have to listen to the whole thing to hear it. I don't care what fucking excuse you use, get them out there.
We'll also try to keep up a regular schedule now.
Yes. So we will see you this time next week.
And then apparently I can't say we'll be less creepy because we keep being creepy.
Oh no, it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no pants on. See you next week.
Bye.